to like their method of colonizing in deer is nest.
Yes, they do.
So how about, do they make any kind of trap, fish trap, or do they just use?
I don't think they ever use fish traps.
Okay.
They all use nets.
I have a Flora. Flora Carmen would make this list for we before I go, I wanted to, you know, talk to somebody so that way I wouldn't. She was listed like these nets for deering.
I don't know whether they use small nets or not. Oh yes, they do for whitefish.
Okay. That's what.
And they use seine too in the spring for whitefish.
So like they all use just mostly nets there for
people.
So that's the kind of fish they get?
They call them people, those white fish. The fat ones. Saltwater fish. They got flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Right along too, with the light and bullhead, we would. Rock bullhead. They'd be kind of spotted.
How about before, like before they had no nets and stuff, how did they columna? Like, how did they make their nets?
Yeah, with the nets.
I mean, before they could these nalagami nets?
Well, they used sealskin, thin sealskin rope.
Mm-hmm.
They used that long ago.
And with this thin seal skin rope, what they do, kill it or braid it to make the mesh?
Right.
How did they make it? Like with the thin seal skin, did they braid it or?
No.
Just?
Kill it, cut it with knife, make it real thin for fish. After the hair comes out, they cut it with knife, make it real thin for fish neck.
How did they, then did they kiljak?
Right? Yeah, they kiljak.
Okay. So that, then they kiljak it too, but using this thin
strip. Just like
twine?
Common nets up there for white fish. That was long ago, before white people come.
Okay, so that's one way. See, we didn't know all this, and then I started wanting to know something, like, you know, before I go daring and stuff, so that way I, you know, I could then when they collected with this kind of seal skin rope, what did they use, like for bupta kuns and give the kota?
Oh, they used either rocks or bones for kibikuta.
Okay. And then for bupton?
And flounks, they use wood. The salmon nets, they make it a little thicker than the whitefish net. And they also put nests for seals too, out of sealskin wool. They make it about 3 inches, I guess maybe quarter, something like that.
Okay. Then to make the mesh for small for whitefish or bigger for salmon, did they have the izaro? Different types of izaro?
They have izaro, made out of wood or bone.
What about nouvillons, same like wood? They made them with wood, you know, those nouvillons?
Yeah, out of wood or bone.
Okay. What about the kimek?
What?
The kimek, you know, the top kimek. Then is it? It would have to be thicker than for the net,
yeah. They generally make it out of young ugu.
Oh, okay.
Ugu skin.
And then
two men would cut that rope or anything that makes for nets when they make a long rope.
Mm-hmm.
One man hold it and one man cut it. And after they cut it, they shibok it, twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dip it in water and change the water and wash it that way and drip it again and then dry it.
Then if they're gonna hang up the net using all these, what did they use? Seal skin? Hang up the net.
Yes, they also use seal rope.
What kind of seal? Or
regular seal, harbor seal. they sing, they use the long rule about having sticks for pull the net. They make it long.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fall, after it freezes, when they go about quarter ways up, about 15 miles up after freezes, mm-hmm. if it's crouched.
So they go way out too?
They use aki to pull up to get the white fish. You know, with long stick
mm-hmm.
and put a hook on at the end.
So they are with aki takalu
mm-hmm.
too?
And some of them use mixiork, little hooks made out of wood.
With handles?
Aye.
With handles?
If no.
Oh.
With put rope on it. Short rope.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have go in the water. Open it,
mm-hmm.
they pull it.
What were those hooks made out of then?
Out of walrus tusk or any kind of bone or horn, piece of horn,
mm-hmm.
when they can get them. And some of them use walrus teeth.
Mm-hmm. Then how was the aki made?
They put a piece of walrus tusk, make it thin,
mm-hmm.
and bore a hole with those
drill mm-hmm.
Make it something like this. Here's
this is like okay.
Maybe something like this, make it look like fish,
mm-hmm.
and we drill a hole this way. They make it tight.
Mm-hmm.
They sharpen this end. So some of them use little hook on this end.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't come out right away. And they can put a hole right here too.
So this is
just like a sheepish hook.
Mm-hmm.
They make it just like sheepish hook, but small.
So they use walrus tusk to make una?
Yeah, they made out of sealskin rope, or some of them use sinews.
Use what?
Sinew. Even.
Oh, sinew?
Mm-hmm. Same way with white fish net, they use sinew too.
Mm-hmm.
They twist it, and when they get walrus or ugu or they also use, you know that amok, on the willow,
mm-hmm.
they use that kind too.
Mm-hmm. And then how did they make
bread piece?
Braid or twist? How did they make it? Did they use a mock twist system?
I don't think so.
They
just
stripped it and filled the novillon with it and in the springtime when they go for trout, did they used to, if they gonna upkeep them, that was after ice breakup?
No, there always be an open...
Open water?
Open water up there from the drift, well,
from
water that's going down.
So they always look for open water?
Mm-hmm. There will be quite a few open waters up there. So they can get some trout and some graylings too.
Mm-hmm. How about did they use dip nets?
Some of them use dip nets.
So like if they were going to make dip nets, they...
They're made out of sealskin rope, so it won't break right away.
Just regular seal?
Mm-hmm. And during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the fall, when the salmon gets at the head of the Imichep River,
mm-hmm.
they get some dead salmon up there. They get those up too for dog feed and some of them for pork.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a piece of fish. So
they
get, they call them mucky salmon.
Call them what?
Mucky salmon.
Oh, okay.
Dead salmon.
Yeah. So when, like, they know what, when they always go up there to die and
in
then,
the fall.
Mm-hmm. And then that's what they always get done.
Uh-huh.
So they could talk that kind of thing. Uh-huh. That's good. While ago when you said sinew was used to, is that sinew from reindeer or caribou?
Caribou, beluga, walrus, uruk. They're kind of, then uruk, sinews are kind of short or but the back.
Mm-hmm.
From the back they made sinew. They use them to make nets,
mm-hmm.
and small nets.
So, like, if they gonna use dip nets for what kind of fish?
Trout, small trouts, and grays. There's some Thomas up there too, but not too many. And they get those with
this about this long bone, and put a meat on it, piece of meat, wrap it around that bone, put the bone about a little more than halfway close to the end, so when the fish swallow it, it can catch on the mouth. Carofa.
Yeah, so that would be, and then do they just make one or a lot?
They make lots.
But not knock them with piece of bone and?
They have a piece of meat. Or
piece of meat?
Mm-hmm. Anything that a fish can swallow.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of bone was used. Any kind?
A piece of caribou leg or piece of walrus tusks.
Any kind of meat or?
Yeah, any kind of meat. Sometimes they use fish too.
Then just tie the meat to the thing or?
Yeah, with thing. Mm-hmm. Or small rope. That's gotta be just like Kuniya.
What's that?
Kuniya. A small roll. Uh-huh. Small roll made up for quite fish net.
Like twine?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then they gave you a shell thing for anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even young Ubu's they make fields out of a rope. They use it for snow too, too, right where you put the snip on. And those small ropes they use for front and the back too. And they make snow too. There's no birch up there, so they have to use willow. Great willow made up.
So like if they were gonna make a dip, if they were gonna fill up the dip net, they'd make it the same size as for small and for white, for trout and small trout and grayling?
Uh-huh.
It would be the same, would it be the same size as pillocking for white fish net?
Yeah,
right.
Some of them are a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the trout are kind of big too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty good.
And then what did they make the handle with? Wood?
Wood.
Willow or wood?
Mm-hmm.
Then if, would they use silk skin rope again, like to hang up the dip net
yes,
to the
yes,
rim?
They do.
See, like
when they do for fishing during the day, they drop the net. They never let it stay over. They do with the, in town they do with the, they let it stay down in the water as long as there's fish running.
Mm-hmm.
But they watch it close.
So like if somebody made a dip net in the spring, how many seasons could they use that dip net if it was made from sinew or?
Well, mostly in the fall.
Fall time?
Mm-hmm. Fall time. And they can see for small trout and rays.
Mm-hmm. So, like if somebody made one for the fall, how many falls could they use that dip net before they would have to change it? I mean, like, you know, for it to wear out?
I don't believe that if they could and put freeze the up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then how it would help them.
So,
they got no cars or dogs, and they use dogs.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if somebody made dip net and after they use it, they panak it and put it away?
Yeah, put it away.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts a long time.
So, like, if it was made with silk skin, mm-hmm. it would last.
Yeah.
Silk skin rope, it would last a long time. Even sinew?
Yeah, the most people, they're not like us.
Mm-hmm.
When we pull on that, we just pile them together right there and dry it. But the most people, they hung it up and dry,
mm-hmm.
so it won't rot. They're worried more about the knots.
Mm-hmm.
They dry good and they set it. So they're going to use it.
What about, you talked about hooks earlier, and then like for small hooks and hooks for $10. So like they make the size different for white trout or small trout or grayling, they use the small hook?
Yeah, they use small hook.
So like for deering, they have to really rely on seal skin rope and
stuff? Yes, they do. Any place on the salt water, they rely on seal rope.
So what time of the year do they use hooks?
In the fall.
Okay. Long ago did they have fish harpoons or salmon?
Yes, they do.
Fish?
They do with three prongs here.
Mm-hmm.
And over here. And this one, one prong.
Mm-hmm. So what did they make these prongs out of?
They tied with rope here.
Mm-hmm.
Same way here. Same way with this one. And sometimes when they
put this end piece here, part of the harpoon.
Mm-hmm.
They make a hole with a drill, and then make it bigger with knife.
Then what were these prongs made of right here?
Bone.
In the, oh, bone?
Mm-hmm. They all have
Aki?
Yeah, Aki on them. Small mm-hmm. Aki. All of them. And they used to, they have, what's one called that? They put a piece of stick right here for Nolia,
mm-hmm.
Harpoon. They use that for Isa too. When birds lose their wings
mm-hmm.
in the fall, when they go with kayak, they use this kind of harpoons too. They know these. And some of them use sling. It's